Hello, hi, and welcome to It, the Queer Way of Life with me, Bougie, back again with the baddest team. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Okay, yeah, no, I still love my bisexuals. No, guys, I love you. You know, you know me, I like just...
controversial.
Right into it. And we're joined by the one and only, the gorgeous Nonya Mezelo Vulunga. Love you very much. She's like an emotional, she will prick your emotions and make you realize that actually you need to follow a certain direction. And yeah, that's why we have you here today. And we're still live at this awesome studios, at David Mashaba Studios. Like, I'm enjoying them.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be our new home.
It is our new home.
Like forever and ever. Well. As much as I miss the streets, but yeah, I'm enjoying this vibe.
Yeah,
enjoying the aircon.
Yeah, the aircon is good.
Hence why I get up in the track suits.
Yeah.
So, guys, how have you guys been throughout, like, the whole experience?
I've been fabulous, I don't want to lie. Woke up today feeling fabulously gutly. And yeah, as you can see, although I'm wearing blue, doesn't mean that I'm having a blue day.
Yeah. But it's one of the colors.
Yes, that's where I was going. And girl got some.
Yeah!
God.
Yes, girl.
Sure.
Amanda.
Yeah, no, oh, I've been in a good space.
You are literally my voice of reason. Like, every time when I try to fight and be like, yeah, but you're like, yeah, but you see, the reason why it's not me, you know, to be. You know, I really like that. I really enjoy that.
No, man. I'm in a good space. Sometimes I'm also angry in my own ways about things I'm angry about. That's why she's important today, because I'll be one of the people that are learning so much from today's conversation.
Listen, you have done amazing things. I mean, you do personal development, you do organizational development. Nonya Mezelo, you've got such a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Nonya Mezelo, when I go to Fleck Lele to Lele, I'm a
glitter.
I'm a glitter.
But I did want to say, it's like, interestingly, the blue, right? Uh-huh. It's for me, as I'm understanding, and at the risk of sounding like, what do they call chakra hands? Isangoma with an iPhone. The risk of being the
girl.
So yes, you touched on my emotional bits, and that's part of the energy work I do, right? So the stuff that I'm looking at in terms of blue is very much voice. And it's so lovely that you're wearing that here on this platform, because you are giving, like, all of us a voice. And you're giving all of our issues a voice, you know what I mean? And that is part of the emotional dealing.
I feel like I'm also stepping on toes, you
and,
know?
And you will.
And I feel like, you know, because now it's not like I came here and I said, listen, I am the new Oprah Winfrey. So welcome to the Oprah Winfrey Show. And today we are discussing, you know?
I think since he has a you've got your way. I've got my way of doing it. That's why I'm wearing pink, to say, guys, there's currently a pink money cash heist happening right now, and we need to open our eyes.
The Pope sometimes structured, serious. There's a vision in every sentence.
Last time you did say, which she sounds like she's in parliament.
Yeah. I did. But I must say, it's just to say, guys, there's a pink money heist happening, and we need to open our eyes and actually start going for what is meant for us. We are going far. We are going far as a community, and all of us as a collective, we're going to that line.
Do you know what stresses me sometimes also about myself, and when I look at how we are also diverse, is our emotional stability.
Yeah.
Most of the time, like, we are an emotional mess. I know that I'm one. Hey, you know, welcome to the AA meeting. What have you observed, like, mostly when it comes to the community?
So the one thing I want to say at risk of alienation and whatever is I think one of the things that we struggle with is identity. So when we put I am of the community above I am myself, that's when we expect that because you're a lesbian, you're going to get along with a lesbian. That's because that's when you expect that when you're black, you're going to get along with a black person. That's where you like that's you know what I mean? So before I answer the where are we as a queer community, I want to say as a people, we're in the space where we are being asked to choose. So that's why a lot of us are going through a lot of emotional turmoil, because we faced ourselves last year and we faced our decisions last year. No matter how rich or how like underprivileged you are, you faced yourself last year. And we are continuing to do so. And now we're facing each other because we're allowed to, and we're struggling to have vacuous conversations. We can force it, but we're struggling because the real has come to light. And even if we're struggling to like actually articulate it, because by the way, one of the I know that my accent and my twang sounds like I'm hella privileged, 100%, but I'm even more privileged to be living here in this time at my age, being given the platform to understand myself. Our past generations didn't get that.
So what
we are going through is something that we are resisting, but it's a gift, guys. It's a gift. That pain that you're feeling is a message. That fear that you're feeling is a message, and it's saying Hlomani, and it's saying heal.
Sometimes, you know, do you know what I feel like that we've suffered from as a gay community? We would rather not. I usually refer to gay because I'm so used to.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I get it. We treat you like when I say we, I'm talking about anybody who sees you treats you like that. So I could be straight, I could be gay. So no, I'm not straight, but I'm a lover of people. So I think it's called pan. Whatever.
Pansexual! Finally!
Yes.
I think. How about you guys have everything? Yeah, you
guys. Are we not
supposed to choose at some point? Can we not just limit to, you know, like I feel like our alphabet will continue forever. Like, can we just not limit? Is it fair enough to limit yourself?
So this is the thing about these labels, right? Yeah. I am a gay. I am a, so when anything else pops up, you can't identify it and therefore they are othered.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. Oh, profound.
So this is the thing. That's why I'm saying these identity issues. Guys, we need to go deeper than this. This is what we've been labeled so that we do. It's literally divide and conquer. It's literally, and we're playing it to the T. We are playing it, and we talk about superficial similarities. Yes, so we don't look like we are similar because of A, B, and C. But if we go under, you'd understand me. You would see me. But I am Nyam presenting. And I am Nyam presenting in terms of my accent. I am Nyam presenting in terms of my articulation. Right? So how are you going to get to understand? No. Muntu munye. Right?
I think you touched on a very powerful thing, because as you are talking, I'm peeling myself.
You're welcome. This is what I do.
You're a snake, darling.
You know, I'm genuinely entering this session naked, and however I'll be feeling it, however I'll be expressing myself, like because when you are saying that, when you think that you are lesbian, you're going to identify better or be friends faster with another lesbian, it has proven not worked in most of the cases. And I think mostly we have related from a place of pain, like the coming out story. Whoever has your coming out story closer to yours, you feel like, eh, when actually at least two it's better for me to relate to you better. But it's from a pain.
Trauma bonds.
It's from a pain.
Trauma
we are,
bonds.
We are all hurt in this community. Mm. All of us have a story to say that, for us to be boldly and for us to engage passionately as we are, it started from, and if it didn't start from pain, then you are one of the fortunate people and I adore you, you know.
So that you know, you're touching on something very important, and that is trauma bonds, right? So we go to Pride, we go into...
Yes, trauma bonds.
Yes.
My sister taught me about that not so long ago.
Yes.
Trauma
and
bonds.
And then the life
real chat.
On.
Real chat.
Yay.
I've been hurt. You've been hurt. Come. And you sure that's how we get rebounds as well.
Yes.
You're in a breakup. You're in a... Huh? But try. Find people who are going to build with you. Huh? That's not that quick and easy, right? But when you are in pain, it's... When you are unhealthy, it's zi. Mm-hmm. When you are needy, it's what? So just let's just look at how much domestic violence went up last year because of lockdown, because people feeling lonely. When we are not in our best state, when we're not in our best state and we're ungrounded, we're not like understanding ourselves, mm-hmm. and we don't have self-control and self-leadership, what happens is, and we don't have resources around us to support, you know, our maintenance and our wellness, what happens is that when we have that leak of pain, and I'm going to put it in a hetero way because that's the example I've seen time and time again, right? When a husband sees his wife cry, what happens is that he rushes and he's like, what do I do to make this stop? He doesn't give her space to feel. He doesn't give her space to process. So what is it that makes this stop? We do the same thing. So I'm in pain.
And our friendships end so
glug,
badly.
Glug, 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 glug. Mm. Yes? So we have these trauma reactions. It could be our relationships, it could be our habits, it could be our the work that we choose.
Yeah.
And it's all this thing around not understanding ourselves, and also the thing around like being rooted in fear. Like, we are so rooted in fear, we're not rooted in our aspirations.
And can I tell you one thing that I've always when especially in relationships, mm. right? I would get so annoyed when someone ayikwala, when you are not daring, sorry, like you don't understand what that does to me in a relationship, and I've had to really work on that, because if I'm with you, or maybe your parents don't know, and then you're busy sneaking around like, hey, uzazucho, ne? Like, I feel like, and I also feel like you're stealing from me, or is it the selfish part of me that exists? Like, because now you are not brave enough, you are not bold enough, you don't want to be seen, because there was a time in my life whereby it was so comfortable for me not to be seen. I didn't want to exist. And I remember, because I went bald, I cut my hair, and I was always getting dissed about my hair and stuff, and I just didn't want to be seen anymore. I didn't want to do what I love the most, because that fear just possessed me so much. But when I see it on another person, I become so angry, like, man, why quata? Like, why usaba? Do you understand? And in terms of, like, how does one learn to help other people heal instead of just being...
I think you're dealing with two things there. Mm. One is, this is how you treat your fear, by the way. It's that aggressive. Mm. Take a moment. Secondly... let me not read.
No, I'm loving this. Read, darling. Go on. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So consent is everything, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna start it with my thing. Mm-hmm. I had shrunk myself so much, and I had misunderstood myself so much, and I had shut myself up so much, and I'd weaponize myself against myself so much that I would choose people who are comfortable around me, but not necessarily what I need. Okay? Mm. And because I suffer in terms of, like, so people's reaction to me before they even speak to me is, I want to fight you, I want to fuck you. And then now it's becoming, I'm going to follow you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I'm understood again as power over. Not power two, not power four. So what happens is, I'm misunderstood. I misunderstand myself. Mm. I make shitty decisions on my own behalf.
Yeah.
And then I punish you, my lover, for not being what I want, for being who you are.
So this is where the whole emotional abuse comes from.
It's that, but it also it happens on very subtle levels. Mm. Because if you don't pick somebody of equal yoking, you will punish them whether you mean to or not.
Sure.
And that's why I said we're dealing with two things here.
Mm.
My love.
And mm-hmm.
my love. Mm-hmm. Selection. Your HR needs to kaka. If I'm doing
hey,
the HR.
I agree.
Right. HR.
Yo, I agree. Like, can you stop going back to the box? Yeah, castle light. Did you see CV? No. Can we just dive into Corona?
My, are you serious? Like, my HR needs to...
Baby. Baby. And also, when you understand yourself a lot better, you can headhunt, but also you won't need to. So I know that, like, I'm going through a very... Yay, guys.
Dry season. Lots of your labias are very dry.
Good rough.
Spider web.
Okay.
Yeah.
But TBH, web. Why? And honestly, and I'm going to say this because however, I'm over it. I literally thought that my vagina had retired. So, like, for the past years, I was just like, what's happening? Are we not doing this? Are we just a functionary thing? Are we not engaging? Where are we at? And she seemed to be like, deuces, bitch. Like, I can't be involved. Mm. And it was because I was broken. It was because I could not connect with myself. And so my body left the states I was in before I did. It was because I was not whole and therefore could not function as whole. And if you know your chakras, then it's your creation center. This is your pleasure center. If you cannot enjoy anything, why the fuck do you think you're going to enjoy sex? And so she was like, bye, bitch. I'm not playing this game with you. I'm not playing this game with you. And I did what a lot of people do, whether it's women, whether it's men, whether it's non-binary. People force consent on themselves because they should be doing something. Okay? Because you refuse to address your broken places. You force yourself to do these things.
I feel like you are literally hitting so many people right now. And I am so happy that you're here because there was a time, remember when I told you that I can actually sleep with and I don't want to be touched?
Yeah.
I honestly, even when you try to reach out, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like,
because I would, you know, we'd have fun and whatnot, and I'd see Horona Lemang, and then I would say the following day when I go to him or we meet up for lunch or whatever, oh, girl, kisho ukhutse gore. How did you manage to drunk? We didn't even have sex. We just kissed and that was all. Yeah. And for me, I'm not like him. For me, it's the other way around now because I used to be like him. For me, it's the other way around. My sexual drive is very high. I feel like having sex every single day. And even if I have sex in the morning, I want it again, busihu. And I want it again tomorrow.
Greed and desire.
So there's a polar, right, of the sacral, right? So if it's inactive...
libido issues, right?
Yeah.
Of the past.
If it's healthy, you have a healthy sex life, you have a healthy libido, and you're okay with intimacy.
But
not
I don't
okay,
mind touching myself. I don't mind porn hubbing.
No, that's the thing. You're not okay with intimacy. So whether it's intimacy and no, actually you brought up porn hub. Let's go. Right.
Yeah.
What is the quality of said interaction?
Of what?
So are you transactional or are you like, yes, bougie, yes?
I'm not sure.
Is it transactional sex or you are there to...
Yeah. Are you pleasuring yourself enjoy in essence? It.
What's the difference, guys?
I don't know. I don't understand.
So this is my thing, right? this is my thing.
Because he doesn't know.
I don't know. So for me, it's just like, I was like, I think I need to come. Okay, let me watch. And then I choose and then I'm like, no, not this one. Let me watch the other video.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's like interesting. Yeah. Okay, let's go. And then after that, then I switch. Do you know when it's like Pornhub? And then you switch to Netflix. And then you go to Showmax. And then Showmax is more like Pornhub again.
Yeah.
Let me see what's interesting now. Okay, this is boring. Let me find another site.
You know what I just heard? It's a Friday night. We're going to Liquid Blue. We're going to Sixes. And then we go to... And at the end of the night, we're going to be drunk. But did we have fun? Okay?
So
that's what I'm saying. Like, what we think is pleasure in just coming, right? You know, like, when you eat a good meal, how that tastes? You know that when you're thirsty...
Oh, yes, darling.
And, like...
I had a good meal, darling.
Yeah,
you know, on a hot day, how ice feels when it comes down. Like, you can feel it when you're actually enjoying something, right? But we transact with a lot. So we have weekend plans, but we're transacting with them. Funukbonwa, I want to drink this much. But in terms of how much joy you bring, you come back home drained. You go through and you throw your energy and you're fucking drained and you think you're doing this for yourselves. Please stop playing.
I'm guilty
please
of this.
Please stop playing.
I'm guilty of
and
this.
And then we surround ourselves with, now you remember I was talking about yoking earlier? Mm-hmm. We surround ourselves with people who might praise us but are not of equal yoking, so they do not feed us. All we do is throw our energy. Yeah. And then we come back drained. And then we're like, no, I had a good time. Who are you fooling?
This explains why, you know, there are times where I would literally, someone will knock and I'll not respond. And I'm at home. And there are times whereby my phone will be off and I would not feel like charging it. Because I just don't want to be reached at all. Like, it's, don't reach me, I'm unavailable.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like, it's okay. Yeah. It's my life, like, I'm content.
Buji, I think I'm there. Like, I think, personally, I'm just feeling like I am enjoying being home more. I don't know why it's an all of a sudden feeling that I'm getting. I feel like I'm okay with not charging my phone, you know? Like, it's nice because one hasn't started a family yet. You are not really worried about children and things like that. But kaitima phone. Kaitima, and I reply 4 days later, you know, to your text. And not that I'm not online, but I'm online for my own things.
Not
to engage on the energy that this particular individual, and it's not personal, because tomorrow it's my sister, the other day it's my friend, because it's not certain people, it's just I am choosing not to engage today with you. I don't know why.
So now there's another thing when you're talking about also like being isolated, like self-isolation, whereby you just want to be by yourself. Then there's also this thing of maybe when you're in a relationship, because we've seen like that there is so much abuse that's happening. When do you know now this is abuse? Because I feel like, you know, we've all had fights with our partners. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why even when we spoke to Tulang, you know, when I'm one person, if I had to fight with my partner, like I'll keep quiet. But my outburst, it leaves the wall shaking, like I go fully in, and that's when I decided to because I'm just like, I'm seeing this is happening around me, but I don't have a voice, and I'm afraid that I'm gonna lose you by speaking my mind. At the same time, I'm not loud, but then comes a moment whereby you happy, and then all of a sudden Bin Laden just came and dropped a bomb. And you're just like, what happened?
So we're talking about toxicity, right? We're talking about, and in the deficit of us not knowing ourselves, the debt that we owe ourselves in terms of knowing ourselves is then filled with whatever comes. So you go, okay, this is how I see me. This is how I see you. Here's how I see our relationship. Therefore, I will withhold my truth for peace. When has peace been built on anything but? I will withhold my truth and my feelings for love. Kanjani, isn't love all encompassing? So what we do versus what we intend to and what we actually want for ourselves becomes very different things because of this lack of self-understanding, self-regulation, and unconsciousness around what we do. So when you're saying, I'm loving living at home and I'm not sure why, I feel you. I belonged to the streets. Like, there was a point
when
my own mother dropped me off on 7th on some. No, sus the kai. And I was like, Mom.
Mommy, don't do that.
No, and she literally said, Mablung. And I was like, you're with my entire like surname, like, you know? Yeah. And I miss. I used to think like, okay, I want to go out. And then like when I was able to, I asked myself, "Uzofuna nonya?" And when I literally went, "Ngiyofuna jive," and I went out to go dance, the DJ played some of my music, some of it didn't. And I was like, actually, I'm not going to dance that much. And also, there's not many people dancing with me, or like, you know, I equally vibe. So I don't like that. So nyam, where are you going? And then I realized that I actually go out to connect. Because I can dance my house, but I go out to connect. But what I end up doing, because I just get into this, like, this is what we're doing, right? These are the rules of the streets, right?
Yeah.
Is Gaza, Gaza, Gaza. And then I'll kind of like, okay, so I'll go dance and I'll keep drinking. I hope they'll find somebody. And then by the end of the night, when once I've thrown all of my energy and once I've thrown all my money, I still haven't really truly connected. And so that's how I talk about the sex and the intimacy and the pleasure, because we think this is gonna give me pleasure, but
but it does at that moment.
And then sometimes, you know, you get so angry if it's like early ejaculation. They're just like,
you're like, oh,
not
no.
supposed to happen now.
Right? Right? Or why it's relax. I'm here.
And also, like, when it comes to, I'm gonna ask, like, when it comes to, you know, lesbian sex, like, I've said this to Amanda, like, when I see women kiss sometimes, I'm just like,
Why?
That
is the hardest thing.
I'm like,
really?
Why are they? Because I just feel like it's mush, mush. It's like, I'm just like, can it just be?
Oh, you want to devour.
Yeah.
So that's the word.
For
no, no.
I got time for that chick. You better treat me gentle.
I've
seen those things online, but I'm like, why? No. There's a certain tongue extension that is supposed to go lower than the navel. So, other than no. Guys, everything has a time goodness. And a place. Everything.
But
have you seen men kiss?
Guys, I love gay porn, I can't lie.
I know, right?
And it's got more, it's selling more than the heterosexual.
And it looks much more consensual.
You find guys watching gay porn.
Yeah, it's selling.
It is hard.
I've got my straight friend saying, please send me gay porn.
It's selling.
And it looks consensual for me, so that's why I started liking it, because I was like, I don't look at this like, hetero porn looks ugh, lesbian porn looks ugh. And then I looked at this gay porn, I was like, what's happening here? Everybody looks happy. You know what I mean?
It's pleased.
And I think for me, that's when I realized that even my attitude towards sex, and why she just went bye, bitch, was we weren't looking at what actually like pleasures us, what we actually look forward to, what. Yeah, man, it wasn't necessarily connected to all of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I looked at the gay porn and it looked connected and it looked fun and it looked consensual, I was like, I actually get turned on by pleasure. I get turned on by, you know, and I start to actually identify what I got turned on by, not just my default kickbacks of you've seen this and therefore you get a clitty boner. What is it called? I think it's called
You should
boner.
Know.
I've got no. Why? My lesbian Bible.
Let me help them.
I've got a question. Now that you have discovered that, has that helped you make better decisions?
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. So one, I don't go out for any. So, Django Bangila, you are blessed. You are welcome. No, for real though, I'm under personal lockdown, stage 5. I don't let anybody into my space unless you are there for me personally. Because remember also, yes, my evolutionary consultancy means that I'm looking at individuals and organizations, but also my ancestors have given me a gift of sight in terms of empathy. So when I talk about the chakras, I wasn't just reading you. For real. And so what that means to me is that I'm not a free-for-all anymore. And I understand me now. I've shed my childish sort of perception of self. I've shed your opinions of me. I have, and it doesn't mean that doesn't knock me sometimes. It just means I don't internalize. I understand that my sexiness and my intelligence are tools. I understand that as much as I was shamed for being sexy, as much as I was shamed for being vocal, these are tools. It doesn't mean I need to put them in everybody's face all the time. It means I need to use them efficiently according to who and what I am and what I'm here to do. So absolutely, it has helped.
I've got another one. Yeah. Sure.
Go. Yes.
I've got another one. Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, we good. I feel like good people doesn't have the good things don't have really a platform to be good things. Mm. They become good things when the good thing doesn't go so good. Yeah. I don't know if you get me. My question is, how is the healing within our community going to play out if we're still saying cancel culture is the way to go? And we're hearing all the time, especially you chakra people, say cut off people, guys. They're part of us. This is my sister, this is my brother. You are toxic for the community, but you are still one of us. How are we going to go around the healing of our community according to your angle?
So remember I said I don't want to start off with queer community. I want us to speak as people. We keep waiting for Beagle Part 2, and we need to understand, and this is why I really appreciate you guys giving me this platform, is I needed to say this, is that the revolution depends on our evolution. We do not have one savior. You have a role to play in the same way you had a role to play in capitalism living as life as it is and killing our people. Mm-hmm. You have a role to play in terms of your own like freedom, because you cannot free others while you are in chains, because that's when you see these leadership things fucking out the way that they are. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's really around healing as an issue is also an issue of design, because what we like to say is that and then all of us are going to be fine, or we're all going to medical school and then everybody... No, it doesn't work that way. We need a fucking plan. And we don't have one. And that's why we're failing. And I saw your earlier show around NGOs, and I was just like, preach! Preach! Honey! I had a whole drink of myself in the house. Listen, ma, I was just like, yeah, bro. And I loved it, because I don't think we're having the conversation around, do we actually design change? Or do we just get angry about it and say shit about it, look for money for it, and then run some random things around it, and then say we've done something? We don't necessarily understand the issues enough. We don't necessarily listen enough. Everybody wants to talk. So when we talk about the healing of activism, we talk about the healing of the communities, it's really understanding, guys, what the fuck we are doing, because we also have our narratives all kinds of fucked up. I mean, I heard something around Twitter, something that happened with you, and I did a quick like research, so please correct me if I'm wrong.
Friend, because they're saying I gave an abuser a platform.
Yes.
To speak and to defend herself while she used to abuse the ex wife, something that I was not aware of.
Sure.
You know, and a part of me, when that was happening, is that I didn't feel like I have any say for me to now attack her and try to pull her down, because I'm not even sure what she's talking about. You know, when you're puzzled, it's like I can sit here and it, yeah, and then he didn't, then he just like, you know, I was, you don't know when you're shocked, just like, hey, yeah.
Where did you're checking your map now?
Yeah, okay. You know,
cool.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I got you. Okay, so I have a big problem with how we discuss things. Mm. And again, it's coming from what we are trying to do with it. Mm. So the way we discuss this is very inflammatory. It's who's quicker on text. Like if you go to work WhatsApp groups, it's who's fastest on fingers. And like who's got the smartest thing. But it's not necessarily how we're healing the situation. So our focus is skewed. So of course, we're going to be in these repetitive things. So whoever said to you whatever they said wasn't necessarily coming from a, here's how we can correct this. Mm. It was, I am emoting. I am angry that you are doing this. Mm. And this is where a lot of us are focused. I am angry that. Okay, cool. Ngiyakuzwa are sharp. Now what? Right? So the other place that we're stuck in terms of like for real change is principle. Because we like to talk about diversity in the queer community. Ahab.
Okay. I love her.
No, guys, I tired.
Giving you.
God, we are only against discrimination. Be real. We are only against discrimination when it happens to us. We're not against the principle.
Yeah.
So this is why we're still here. And then we want to talk about levels of discrimination. I'm a black, I'm a queer, I'm a, I'm a, huh?
I'm a,
oh, I did a hip hop song. Wait. Yeah, okay. Piano, right? So this is us, and yet we'll turn around with somebody who we think is different and go, yeah, and some of my bish, and so this is these are the things that are holding us back. So when we're looking at what is right or what are we trying to be good or whatever. For me, the first thing is, okay, so if I would leave people with a list, it would be know thyself. It would be reflect like a motherfucker, because your narratives have been shaped interestingly and they're not constructive. And if you're going to speak, understand what you are speaking or doing, you know, like what are you doing for this for? So when you are tweeting, what are you giving voice to? What are you giving power to? Because all of us have power. Mm-hmm. All of us can be power to, can be power for. But what we do is, I am angry! Instead of saying, I can help fix like this. So those corrective conversations are important. I mean, I had the fortune of because of my healing work, of living in the soul of a man for about 3 hours. It was the scariest place I've ever been. The amount of fear and the insecurity and like misogyny has broken you too. It's like everybody's been fucked by this thing that we insist on maintaining, and we don't even understand like that we're maintaining it. And so like understanding that made me really understand rape. Not that I agree with it. I'm saying it helped me understand it. And understanding for me is one of the first ways that we can start to address
things.
Please
break
things.
It down for me.
So
understanding it how?
So when I say I understand it, I saw a shivering soul that had two options or felt like they had two options. Destroy myself or destroy another. That's
okay.
That's what we're talking about.
Because most of the times I've always thought that rape is about power.
Yes. So? I'm taking power over.
You're taking power over. Oh.
Destroy myself or destroy you. I have no power.
Right? And the killings that are happening in our community.
So we can't separate any of those from our way of existing. Guys, capitalism is not just about the money. It's how we see ourselves. Like you're talking about in your other shows, I think you talked about materialism and something else.
Yeah. Yes.
So if my label is now Unyama Se Houtin. For instance, for real, I was called a cheese girl for a while. Okay? You don't understand what that label means to me. It's a fucking trigger. Because yes, I went to private schools most of my life, but at the expense of almost like 70% of my family, because we don't just live in isolation. It's not just about my close-knit family, right? So that meant that for every school that I went to, for each like ability of mine to twang, somebody didn't get something. And that is how this thing works. And then they're going to have self-esteem issues because they're not speaking like me when they arrive in certain spaces. They're going to have self-esteem issues because they're not dressed like me in certain spaces. And then they think that I think I'm better than them because I'm confident. Meanwhile, they're just lacking self-confidence and I look like I am power over again.
Yeah.
So we cannot isolate these things from the way that we are living. These are not isolated incidences. And the more we try to treat them like that, which is why I said again, let's talk as human beings.
And not class ourselves into sexuality.
And anything, Jay, it's nonsensical.
The walls
it's
must
just
fall.
Nonsense. Walls must fall, Bafetu. But we need to understand them. I'm not saying all of us are the same thing. No. There's a hella diversity. Let's understand what we are doing and what it actually means. Let's be conscious. It's up to us. Like, for instance, I'm having vaccination conversations with other firstborns. So I'm not a firstborn, but I am an influence in my family. And I don't think I was given the education and the contacts just for shits and giggles and turn up. I don't.
I love you.
Yes. So my immunologist friends, my psychologist friends, my biology friends, my doctor friends are hearing from me, and I'm asking them, guys, host a workshop for me and other influencers and firstborns and other like the next ones in the family to help our families make conscious decisions. Because if you're waiting on the Department of Health, good luck nginifisela inhlanhla that department came like, okay, I'm not going there. Yeah. Okay, like,
long
right.
way to freedom.
But what I'm saying is, please hold this for me.
Okay, my darling.
This is what we've done with our freedom. Shoo. Shoo.
Gave it into someone's hands.
And yazi sivelesa.
Yeah, and then we just
life changing shit. We've gone. Whoop. I don't know enough. I don't have time. Life just.
Guys. But is it not the fact that kubona mawulambile umuntu makunikeza isinkwa, you don't open it and check the context? Is it not that I'm hungry right now and this works? Because I feel like when we were legalized in South Africa, we just took.
Absolutely.
We didn't open the layers.
Absolutely.
To see what is this package that you have given us, guys? Is this really are you including us? Or are you just tolerating us?
Yeah. I've never seen a war being won where the loser takes the spoils. Where is our money?
Where is our money?
Where is our
take guys, money heist?
I can tell you right now, less than 60% of South Africa is government owned. Gays, you're trying to still like organize marches and parades.
Like,
go fetch your land. You're still trying to apply for jobs. Hmm. Go create means of production. And that's why I had a conversation with her. We met at a party, right? And I had a conversation with her and I was like, guys, Safuna Nicole, you were acting like migrant workers. Spending all of our money here, all of our da-da-da-da. Building what for ourselves that is sustainable? If you're asking, go ask your parents what is sustainable for them. Go and see if you're doing better.
No.
It's up to us.
Hey, young herd. I see. Listen, you have been amazing. Thank you so much for coming through. Like, I feel like this is like the most relaxed I've been ever since doing the podcast. Like, literally, it's like a healing session.
It's so mind opening as well, okay. Because we tend to think that we know it all.
Mm. I never tend to think that I know it all. I always
do.
Speak my mind. I mean, I know.
I
always say, I said what I wanted to say.
I just leave it like that.
You know, but may, like, izinyanya zakini, everybody, like Agbusi said, thank you so much for coming through. So this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The queer way of life. Nonyamazelo. Aonyamza.
Yo.
Thank you so much. So guys, we are out as we are celebrating Pride Month. I know that in Durban should be going down very soon. Chances are we might be there, might not be there. We're still trying to figure out if we...
The logistics.
Yeah, you can donate if you want to. We will come through.
Girls.
Since they said we are poor gays, Arna transport over love.
Arna kolo, you
know. Arna kolo, you know. Estate tour. So,
did you just pull that now?
Yes, I just did. Right, guys, we're out from David Mashavela's studios. Remember, if you want to come and do your podcast, it's very simple. You just say podcast@mashavela.co.za. I'm Bujivika, the queer way of life, with the better team on the line.
Oh.
We are.